seconds to go. They're trying to tear down the goalpost. Everybody is on the field. 12 Stanhope Elmore players jumped on a Tallahassee Tiger over there. They have police on the sidelines. All right, 2 seconds to go. All we need to do here, they say it's over. It's done. The officials are leaving. The Tallahassee Tigers are in the state playoff.
Exciting call. 1983, Tallahassee beats Stanhope, 15-14. Tim Timmerman, a young broadcaster at the time. Tim.
First of all, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't remember that night at all.
It's a blur, huh?
That's right.
You and Jack Mitchell made the call right here, and Tallahassee made its first appearance to the playoffs.
Yes, it was an exciting night, to say the least. I got, as you can hear from that tape, I got a little bit carried away. But it was an exciting night. It was definitely one of the top five ball games I've ever seen that a Tallahassee team has been involved in.
Well, break down the game, because Stanhope led and Tallahassee drove down the field, scored a touchdown, had to go right. Go through that for us.
Well, as you said, Stanhope pretty much had led the entire ball game. It was, to be honest, it was pretty much like we all, Jack and I, figured going into the ball game that Stanhope was a better ball team. Even after Tallahassee winning, Stanhope was still a better ball team. But one of those, just those little intangible things kind of popped up, and Tallahassee all of a sudden was in a position to win the ball game. Did score late in the ball game. It was less than a minute for the final score, and decided naturally had to go for two because it was 14-13 at the time, and Tallahassee, for whatever reason, had no intention of getting into an overtime situation. So they decided to go for two, and John Goodman, probably the biggest catch of his entire life, John Goodman caught a pass for a two-point conversion at the backside of the end zone. Literally, I don't see how they got the ball to him through the goalpost, because it seemed as if John was standing behind the goalpost, literally, from where we were sitting in the press box. And John caught the football, got the 1 foot down that he needed to get down, and scored the two-point conversion.
They're going to go for the win. They don't want to get it into overtime. From the 3-yard line, we've got to get it in there to win. Let's see what happens. Here they come out. Yankees will send Goodman wide out to the right. He has slot backs to the right and left. From the I formation, Rivers will go in motion to the right on a long count. Back to pass goes Yankee. Rolls to the right. Looks down there. He caught! John Goodman! He caught! Tallahassee Tigers are in the playoffs! The Tallahassee Tigers are in the playoffs! Listen to that crowd! How about them Tigers? You told me that 2 minutes to go, we'd never put it out.
I love to be wrong.
During a commercial break.
I love to be wrong, Jack. Gosh, dog, I love to be wrong.
It was, and then, of course, absolute pandemonium set off, and that's when I kind of went crazy and tried my best to keep them. I wanted to go down there and rip them off the goalpost myself, get the kids off the goalpost myself, because I knew there was still time on the field. And I got a little carried away, and since JoJo Ledbetter was sitting on top of the press box at the time helping out with the film crew, and he got the idea to go down there and try to assist as well about getting them off the field. And so I just tried to use him as my courier of news and say, get out of there.
Well, it was a young fellow who was very excited, and he was one of the ones that was remembered. He is on the phone with us, Tim. Trey Taylor.
Trey.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing, sir?
I finally get some recognition for this. I think Auburn or somebody had won the game the year before, and we seen them tear down a goalpost,
right,
and we decided we was going to try to take it out. Well, me and a couple other.
Why am I not surprised that you were leading the charge to tear down the goalpost? Why does that not surprise me in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I think I helped build them.
You probably did in the shop, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Mr. Scarborough built a heck of a goalpost, because we got up on there, and I had put Ronald Wood on one side, and I was climbing up the middle of the goalpost. And Ray, or, you know, the police, he comes over and tugs me by the leg and says, you need to get down. You didn't have the four classes in.
Yes.
Right.
So it was really big when you got in then.
Right.
And then the next year they went to the sixth class.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, everybody was excited. You know, it's probably you know, the stadium just, you know, stacked up. Everybody who won it was going to the playoffs. Either Stanhope was going or Tallahassee was going.
Yeah.
So when, you know, a 15-14 win like that, like John made that spectacular catch and, you know, pandemonium went, then the fight broke out.
Yeah.
You know. But, I didn't catch the fight until later on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, unfortunately, that's one statement that will live with me forever, I'm afraid. That's one of my many faux pas that I'll have to put up with from now on.
I think that ought to be inscribed on your tomb, Tim. Y'all
thanks,
get off
Michael.
The goalpost.
Just thanks. Thanks, Mike. You're a lot of help this morning.
Well, appreciate you both reliving that memory. Talk to you again soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, appreciate
right,
you both.
Y'all.
All right. We'll see y'all later. Tim Timmerman, Trey Taylor. From the 1983 Stanhope win for Tallahassee, 15-14, their first trip to the playoffs.